We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 9:30 in 716.
I'm Brian Mazurowski. Outside right now, partly cloudy skies. We've got 58 degrees in Buffalo this morning. Well, yesterday morning, a man with a rifle firing shots inside the Alba DaVita Substance Abuse Treatment Facility on Buffalo's west side in an attempted robbery tied to drug activity. Police Commissioner Joe Grimalia said the firing of shots at the Virginia Street Clinic connected to a shooting of a woman on Pennsylvania Avenue.
There was no persons shot at the clinic, the methadone clinic on Virginia. However, an individual walked into the lobby of the clinic with an assault rifle, AR-15 style rifle, discharged one round into a wall.
The shooter, apprehended with the help of a security guard.
At that point, there was a security guard that was inside the small vestibule area, and this security guard heroically ran after the individual, grabbed a hold of the weapon and the individual, the suspect, and held on where a struggle ensued. A couple of more rounds were discharged during this confrontation.
Two male suspects from the incidents are in custody. While investors reacting yesterday to that new government report showing inflation cooling just slightly by buying some stocks, the Dow jumping over 1,200 points, the NASDAQ shooting up over 7% on the day. Business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis breaks it down.
It's a sign that we've turned a corner. That's how Wall Street reads it as far as inflation is concerned. And it looks at this report as a signal that the Federal Reserve's aggressive rate hikes are working, and that lowers the probability there will need to be more aggressive rate hikes going forward.
Lots of different things happening yesterday financially. President Biden's student loan forgiveness program on hold again after a federal judge blocked the plan.
A Texas federal judge ruling that President Biden overstepped his authority by granting student loan forgiveness for up to $20,000 a person. Judge Mark Pittman, who was appointed by former President Trump, says only Congress has the power to make laws affecting a plan that could cost taxpayers billions. The Biden administration will likely appeal the ruling to a higher court.
Andy Field reporting there, WBEN Newstime. Now 5:04. Okay, the big story around here, all eyes on Josh Allen. Still, no confirmation yet on whether Allen will or will not play Sunday against Minnesota. WBEN's Brayton Wilson out taking the temperature of fans' expectations.
Bills fans across Western New York could know the playing status of Josh Allen as soon as Friday morning, as the starting quarterback has missed the past 2 days of practice while he tries to rehab an injury to his right elbow. But if Allen is not feeling 100% heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings, are Bills fans willing to throw Allen out on the field?
I would rather have Allen 100%. If they can say that whatever's going on there, you're good to go, sling that ball 80 yards, you can get hit, run as hard as you can. That to me, because this team's unstoppable when he's leading it. Having Josh 100% is what makes us really unstoppable.
That was Bills fan BJ from Lancaster. Despite the possibility of Allen not being on the field this coming week, many Bills fans share the same confidence in the team's ability to overcome their starting quarterback's absence to come out with another home victory over a 7-1 Viking squad.
I'm confident. I mean, look at the defense. Look what they've done. They've been doing a hell of a job this year. So if they keep that up, then they should be fine.
That was Bills fan Tim from Buffalo. Given the health of Allen and the possibility of him missing some time, the hopes of the number one seed in the playoffs this year may get a bit tougher to accomplish. While many Bills fans are still optimistic about the number one seed for the playoffs going forward, a few fans like Dan from West Seneca would rather prefer the number one seed, even if Allen is not quite 100% down the stretch.
If we end up with the one seed, that probably means that he's still getting the job done while playing, meaning maybe the elbow's not affecting him that bad. So, man, I want that one seed. I want the playoffs to come through Buffalo. That's a tough question. But if we get that one seed with him playing through what he has, I think I'd almost rather that.
Hear more from Bills fans regarding Josh Allen's right elbow injury, available on our website. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right. Brayton, thank you. What do you think about that? The injury, what the expectation should be on Sunday? You can let us know on our text board, 803-0930. And we talked yesterday to a doctor about the injury itself. He's not treating Allen, but, you know, a doctor who has seen a lot of this before. What does he have to say? We'll hear a little bit more on that later on this morning. Over at WBEN.com, we're asking, based on what you know now, are you hoping Josh Allen sits out Sunday to rest and heal, yes or no? It's our Relax Honda web poll. Right now, the majority of you saying yes. You can vote online over at WBEN.com. Well, things going much better for Jack Eichel the second time around.
Here's Eichel with an empty net, and he scores.
He's giving it to the people now. This is just going to add fuel to the fire.
And he puts his arms into the air, going to the glass to celebrate the goal. Slides it in for Eichel, and he scores his second of the game. Eichel from the corner tries one at the empty net, and he's going to hit it for the hat trick goal. From the corner off to the right of the Vegas net.
It's Rob Ray, all of us, or what? Vegas beats Buffalo 7-4 last night. Eichel's second return to his former city. Here's Eichel after the game.
Hey, listen, I don't know if villain or not. I mean, you know, it seemed like there were a lot of people with Vegas uniforms and jerseys and gear on here too. So we had plenty of support. And you know, I have my girlfriend and her whole family here, and a lot of people from Buffalo that I've made relationships with over the year that were here supporting me. So I appreciate all that. And yeah, like we talked about this morning, I think I knew what to expect coming into the game. So just trying to come in with a different mindset.
Deflating, in a word, yesterday. But yeah, what can you expect? Jack Eichel, the Golden Knights, hot. Stop me if you've heard this before. His team, hot to start the season. He's doing well in October and November. We'll see about the rest of the year. Well, more recreational weed stores opening up in Western New York even before full regulations are set by the state. Here's WBEN's Max Ferry.
The Seneca Nation is opening a new marijuana dispensary coming in February of 2023, right next to the Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino in the city of Niagara Falls. With New York's Office of Cannabis Management and elected officials claiming to be rolling out new cannabis dispensaries by the end of the year, are we going to see New York licensed dispensaries before or after this one opens in the city? The Office of Cannabis Management to date has not approved a single conditional adult use retail dispensary license to date. Elise Bergio, an attorney with MJI Solutions, says there have been a few complications that have delayed the office.
There's actually a court case that's involved right now that is being brought on by a plaintiff who says that the conditional adult use licenses are a violation of constitutional law. And so there has been some, I think, slow play to this rollout for that reason. But overall, the timeline was very expedited. So seeing large-scale movement and is very difficult, so having one or two is even a huge feat.
Bergio says Western New York is supposed to see 11 dispensaries in the region. She predicts the time frame for dispensaries to open to be between now and April. City of Niagara Falls Mayor Rob Restaino says he has received no correspondence from the cannabis office.
Getting a dispensary opened in the city of Niagara Falls by the end of the year is probably pretty aggressive. So I don't know that I anticipate one being here by the end of the year.
Further discussion and full interviews are made available to you on our website. Max Ferry, WBEN.com News.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Rain will arrive as the morning moves along. We'll have rain this afternoon, heavy at times. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, the rain showers will come to an end. Overnight lows in the mid 40s. On Saturday, we'll see some rain return in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Snow showers on Sunday. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
We are joined by John Murphy, ahead of a big Bills-Vikings matchup. John, you know, you look at the schedule as it comes out, middle of the season, Vikings are in town. Doesn't really pop at you. But now I think people are looking at this matchup a little bit differently. Vikings are 7-1 coming in here, and all the questions around Josh Allen. We'll start there. What are you thinking right now with everything we know, probably more accurately, everything we don't know about his injury? Do you think we see him on the field?
Yeah, you're right about that. Where there's more that we don't know than what we do know, and that's by design. The Bills don't want to give it away. But my guess is, no, he has yet to practice this week. There's a chance that he could get practice in today and get in the walkthrough tomorrow and play. But I don't know if that's a chance, and this is just me. I don't have any inside information, but I don't know if that's a chance the Bills want to take with Josh Allen. He is, you know, he's the most important person on the roster, obviously, and they've got to be careful. I mean, they've got half a season left, right? We're not even at the midway point of the season yet, and they've got to make sure that their number one weapon is ready to go for the charge to the playoffs and into the postseason. So I'd be surprised if he played at this point. Let me say that. I think they'd probably do him good, even though it's not a serious injury and it doesn't require major surgery or anything like that. It'd probably be good for him to take it easy on his elbow for at least this week and see what they can do without him.
I hate to say it, John, because I get uncomfortable anytime we're talking like this, you know, looking into the future so much. But, I mean, if there was a point in the schedule for this to happen and him to have to rest for 1, 2, or 3 weeks, an out-of-conference opponent at home this week, then Cleveland, then Detroit, it might have happened at the best time it could have.
Yeah, you can say that. You can look at it that way if you'd like. Yeah, I mean, we're so used to Josh being healthy and playing every week that we're not accustomed to, you know, accommodations for him and which games could he miss. But, yeah, that happens in the NFL. And you're right, with a home game against an NFC opponent, it's probably, you know, the best time, if there is such a thing, for the Bills to be without their number one weapon. So, yeah, I can agree with that.
So if he doesn't play, it's Case Keenum's team. What do you think the Bills look like with him under center?
Well, he doesn't have Josh's ability, quite frankly, or his stature, but he has, you know, I think he's an interesting guy. We saw a little bit of it in preseason, but he's got a 10-year record. He's got what, 3 fewer starts over his 10 years than Josh has had in his NFL career, so he's certainly got experience. I think he loves to throw. I mean, he did had a great college career at University of Houston and set records for touchdowns and yardage, throwing, passing yardage. And so I don't know if they'll open it up wide open. I mean, let's face it, the Bills' offense has been a little bit operating in fits and starts for a couple of weeks, second half against Green Bay and last week against the Jets. So they need to develop some other offensive weapons to get other people other than Stephon Diggs involved. And maybe Keenum can accomplish that. They need to get a running game going that doesn't focus on the quarterback. So I'm not sure that Keenum will be as good a runner as Josh Allen, but it'd be a good opportunity to explore some other parts of the offense, I think. And with Buffalo's defense, provided they're healthy enough, they remain one of the best defenses in the league. So it's certainly a winnable game. I don't think they'll look the same as they would with Josh, but I think most of the pieces are still going to be in place.
It wouldn't be like a total switch to something different, because he's not that guy who you're just going to say, all right, just go hand the ball off, throw it 5 yards, and try and not do anything. I feel like he's a guy who kind of goes out there and wants to sling it around. He's not afraid to do that, and he's been in these positions before, John, where he's been asked to step in on good teams, wouldn't you know, back when he was with the Minnesota Vikings.
You're right. You're right, and he does have that in his resume, the fact that you know most teams that have had him, Case Keenum, are not afraid to let him throw it around a little bit. He's had that college career, as I mentioned, with all sorts of record-setting performances. So you don't want him to, you know, you don't want to alter your offense that much. I think they'll stick to what they do. Again, there are aspects of the Buffalo offense that need development. Receivers other than Stephon Diggs in particular, you know, Dawson Knox needs to be more involved in the offense than he has been. Gabe Davis needs to hang on to the ball and be more involved in the offense. I think Khalil Shakir, the rookie, has something to add to this offense. And the running game in general by the running backs needs to do more. So he's a guy who you might be able to, expand your options a little bit this game. And I'm eager to see what he can do.
Any concern over, you know, that you mentioned expanding your options? Maybe it seemed like a lack of a plan B last week where it wasn't really working out. and they just kept going at it, kept trying to throw it further than they've tried to throw it before, and it wasn't really working. You know, I feel like last year, John, you saw when it wasn't working out in the pass game, Atlanta or the Tampa game, you switch it up. They had Josh Allen run the ball more. You had other guys run the ball more, and you try to attack it a different way. Is there concern that was missing last week and that kind of needs to change?
Yeah, there is slight concern on my part. And look, they're not a bad offense by any means, but yeah, there are parts and components of their offense that they didn't use much last week. They hit that 42-yard pass early to Diggs. Was it the first play from scrimmage? I think it was. And it was almost as if they said, oh, we can do this all day. Well, they couldn't. You know, they couldn't hit that deep pass much going further than that after the first play. And they never really got to other parts of their passing offense, the short game and, you know, Josh. And it's you know, Josh and what he sees and what he decides to do. But it's also the offensive design and the plays that are called. They all kind of work in concert. So, yeah, like I said, they need to develop some other parts of their offense. And I think that should start this Sunday.
I'm no expert on the Minnesota Vikings, but is that like maybe the – or it has to be top five – the most famous – pass in Vikings history, Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs in the playoffs that one year. It's kind of crazy.
It's hard to I'm not an expert on Vikings history, but I can't remember a bigger pass play. It was a great play. It was a shocker the way it happened. And two guys who are no longer on the roster, two guys who've been linked for the last couple of years because of that play. It was an amazing play. And this year's Vikings team I find very interesting and kind of a fun team. I kind of like the way they play. They've come from behind a few times. They've won close games. I think they're an interesting team. I don't know that they're a great team, even with their 7-1 record, but I think they're a pretty good team that finds a way to win and is resourceful. I appreciate about this year's Vikings team.
We're hearing about a little bit of snow potentially on Sunday. What do you think about that?
I haven't thought about it too much. Should I worry about it? I haven't really watched the weather much. It can't have a factor. It might. Maybe it'll be wet snow, right? Is it going to be worse than a little wet snow?
It doesn't look that way. We're steering clear of the rain is what I'm hearing.
Good. Yeah, I'm not going to worry about that.
All right, good. John, thanks so much. John Murphy on the call this Sunday, Bills-Vikings, 1 o'clock. You can hear him on WGR 550 this Sunday.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.